show you on Google how to get to a place in Indicamp. My family's got this gimongous elm in the yard, and you just never know. I mean, but you would know. Just go back to swing by there and take a look at it. So,
speaker, we're ready.
Okay, I said I'm ready. Whenever y'all get on. You mean it's on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, I would like to call Congress back to order after a recess for the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. The time is 4:40. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Speaker Pratt.
Present. All right. Assistant Chief there?
Yes. He is.
Thank you. All right. We have a quorum, and we will now return to, since we just finished a committee meeting, we will return to reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met today, beginning at 1 o'clock, to consider first the appointee to the Osage LLC Board, Nancy Benthine. Final committee action, candidate is qualified by education experience. There are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Shaw, Pratt, Stabler, Lemon, Rebard, and Keene. Next, the Commerce, Gaming, Land Committee considered the appointment to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board of Susan Breeden. Final committee action, candidate is qualified by education experience. There are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Shaw, Pratt, Lemon, and Keene. No, Rebard and Stabler. Next, the committee considered ONCA 2258, an act to amend ONCA 2203 to authorize a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $4,231,258,000 to ARPA 8, to Tribal Government Skyway 36, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Final committee action, do pass. Yes, from Shaw, Pratt, Stabler, Lemon, Rebard, and Keene. Next, the committee considered ONCR 2202, a resolution to approve amendments to the Articles of Operation for the Limited Liability Company, Osage LLC, to the company and its subsidiaries from using company assets to secure loans. Sponsor Eli Potts. Final committee action, do pass as a committee substitute. Yes votes from Pratt, Stabler, Rebard, and Keene. No from Shaw and Lemon. And finally, ONCR 2203, a resolution to approve amendments to the Articles of Operation for the Limited Liability Company, Osage LLC. Sponsor Pam Shaw. Final committee action, do pass as a committee substitute. Yes votes from Shaw, Pratt, Stabler, Rebard, and Keene. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. Congresswoman Goodfox, go ahead.
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2258, ONCR 2202, ONCR 2203 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
All right. I just, for point of clarification here, ONCA on the committee report that was sent out, it is ONCR 2202, but it was labeled 22 ONCA 2202. So just clarifying that those are R2202 and R2203. All right, motion is made and seconded to move those resolutions and one bill to general order day two on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right, they will now be placed on general order day two. We will proceed to general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2258, an act to amend ONCA 2203 to authorize a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $4,231,258 to ARPA aid to tribal government Skyway 36 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Okay, hearing none, ONCA 2258 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCR 2202, a resolution to approve amendments to the articles of operation for the limited liability company, Osage LLC, to the company and its subsidiaries from using company assets to secure loans. Are there any amendments to propose to this resolution? Hearing none, ONCR 2202 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCR 2203, a resolution to approve amendments to the articles of operation for the limited liability company Osage LLC. Are there any amendments to propose to this resolution? Hearing none, ONCR 2203 will advance to third reading after engrossment. We are now moving on to third reading on today's agenda. ONCA 2130, an act to amend 15 ONC section 5102 to amend the definition of health board and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak for or against ONCA 2130? Hearing none, Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
All right, the question is, shall ONCA 2130 pass?
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keen.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt. Speaker Pratt.
Hold on. Yes. ONCA 2130 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2130 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2131, An act to establish a structural and procedural framework for a new Osage Nation healthcare system. Congresswoman Stabler is a sponsor. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
All right. Are there any members who would like to speak for or against ONCA 2131? Hearing none, Congresswoman, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker and members. We've, of course, talked about this for quite some time through this session. This bill will allow the clinic and its other the other health resources we have to become a health system. And under that health system, they will be able to operate appropriately with the specialized fields that they need to function. Right now, we've had them running under a government structure, our government structure. And it has not fit well. It's like a square peg in a round hole. And so this will allow them to hire those specialists in those fields, whether it's HR, procurement, accounting, all those ancillary pieces to their administration to bring it under one house. Now, this house is still going to be part of the government. It'll still be under the executive. It'll still have all the outlying features of that, but it will have the internal operations that it needs to move forward. And that's because, as I've tried to help everyone to understand, is that healthcare is a different type of business. It has a specialty to every field that it has, whether it's procurement or whether it's the accounting or whatever, it's different. And this will give them that opportunity so they can function easier and flow better. We're looking at a grand opportunity. We prove that we can compact. We prove that we can do these services better. And we've been hindering ourselves and holding ourselves back in trying to function with it under the government. This will also be a relief for the government, for the Osage Nation government in their accounting, in their procurement, everything, because it takes up a bulk of the work that gets done. I know the first year I was told that we were carrying over 25% of the electricity on the Hill. We were also doing too many contracts, ordering too many medications. It was hard for anyone to understand. We had to introduce our accounting department to different types of purchasing and procurement and blanket purchase orders and on-running contracts, and then getting up to $250,000 worth of medications a month. It was a big enterprise for this government to take on. And they had to have the extra people to do it. So, and we really never got to that part. It's been a burden to them, I think, all along. But we are making some progress. We've had problems, as I've talked about, but I think we can make progress and we can get back to where we were, and this will be one of the big steps to help them get there. So I ask for your support today. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. The question is, shall ONCA 2131 pass?
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. The ONCA 2131 passes and is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2243. An act to provide an appropriation modification to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $6,979 and to establish an alternate effective date. Second Speaker Rivard is the sponsor. How would you like to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Right. Thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCA 2243? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2243 pass?
Unmuted it. Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2243 passes. There's an alternate effective date discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 2243 will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2255, an act to amend ONCA 2173 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $445,227 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon is the sponsor. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCA 2255? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2255 pass?
Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes. Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt? Speaker Pratt?
Hold on, I have to flip back and forth on my screen. So, yes. All right, ONCA 2255 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2255 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2256, an act to ONCA 2198 to authorize and appropriate one moment, please. An act to amend ONCA 2198 to authorize and appropriate the amount of $36,001 to the Treasury from the General Fund in the Treasury and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon is the sponsor. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCA 2256? And I apologize for that. The title on the report was missing a word. I wanted to clarify that it was on the engrossed version. So the question is, shall ONCA 2256 pass?
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes. Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2256 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2256 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2257, an act to amend ONCA 2197 to authorize IDC accounting to expend additional monies in the amount of $150,000 appropriated through the fiscal year 2022 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon is the sponsor. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCA 2257? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2257 pass?
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2257 passes. There's an alternate effective date discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2257 is advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2260, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $250,000 to the executive branch for the construction and related costs of a criminal detention facility and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Big Horse, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
All right, thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCA 2260? Hearing none, Congressman Big Horse, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'll keep this short. 2260 is $250,000 towards a detention center. And we had a discussion with Chief Williams. And this has come about because of the McGirt ruling. And we are going to have to start housing people, whether it be men, women, or juveniles. So this is just the beginning. It's the conceptual design. So I'm asking my colleagues to please vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. The question is, shall ONCA 2260 pass?
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2260 passes. There's an alternate effective date discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2260 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2261, an act to amend ONCA 2198 to make a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $179,926 to Sesquicentennial Planning Communications and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Big Horse is a sponsor. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCA 2261? Hearing none, Congressman Big Horse, you have the floor.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Madam Speaker and colleagues and the listening public out there. I just wanted to say that 2261, $179,000, $180,000 is for a celebration dance. And it's to commemorate the movement of our Osage people from our Kansas lands to where we are currently. So, this is a big celebration. I can remember in 1972 attending the 100-year celebration, and the campus was packed that day, and it was all day long. So I'm asking you all for your yes vote on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. The question is, shall ONCA 2261 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2261 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2261 will advance to enrollment. ONCA 2262, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $500,000 to the executive branch in American Rescue Plan Act funds for the Burial Assistance Program and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Big Horse, as the sponsor, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCA 2262? Hearing none, Congressman, you have the floor.
Thank you, ma'am. I didn't know at the time, but we were starting to run short on burial assistance money. So there was a smaller request coming down from executive to my understanding. But when we passed the legislation raising our burial assistance from $5,000 to $8,000. It raised our cost. So executive crunched the numbers, and I communicated with the director via email, and she agreed that this money is very much needed with the increase of that legislation. And I'm just thankful that we're able to take care of our people. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. The question is, shall ONCA 2262 pass?
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2262 passes. There's an alternate effective date discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2262 is advanced to enrollment. ONCR 2201, a resolution to approve a request for a 10% cost of living adjustment for Osage Nation merited employees for fiscal year 2022. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
All right, thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCR 2201?
Speaker.
Yes, second speaker, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Congress, and thank you, Congressman Big Horse, for sponsoring this resolution. And I had agreed to co-sponsor with Mr. Big Horse because this one was pretty easy to me to address the current inflation in a COLA for employees. And what I found out in Congressional Affairs that this language was in our Merit Act bill, and we had to work through some barriers because of the lack of a treasurer right now. And I appreciate everybody being open to move on, because that piece of the language in that act talked about a time frame and when somebody could determine that time frame. And I just want to say to everybody, thank you, because this is something that we needed to address, and it's going to cost us money. And we were still waiting on some data this morning, but the committee discussed it in length, and it stayed on the agenda for many times. And because we took it serious, number one, of course, we want to follow the law and the language and the Merit Act stated exactly what needed to happen. And so executive, they did so. And I just, would ask that our colleagues support this, and we're gonna go forward and we're gonna see this increase along with the market study evals that are being ran right now in HR. We also have an increase in minimum wage at $15
that's going to come about. And we also have other projects that we've passed this session that are going to affect our overall expenses to this nation. But I believe that one of the this one is also a priority, because not many of our folks that work for our government are making over $80,000 a year, or even $70,000 for that fact. So I appreciate everybody taking the time and asking good questions and holding that in committee, because it really needed to have that respect and to be discussed. And I want to thank Treasury for working with us when I understand they have a lot of work to do. And so I would just urge my colleagues to please consider passing or voting yes on this resolution. Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
All right, thank you, Second Speaker. Yes, Congressman Maker, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, those listening in today, and Kahika Oaka. I support this very strongly because it takes care of our employees. They are the backbone of our government. And they are taking care of their families. And that's good, because they probably also take care of their extended families, because we have a lot of people in our nation who are unemployed, living in poverty. So maybe someday we can also help our gaming employees who badly need a raise. But right now, we can just do what we can. But we need to pass this anytime we can help our people with money. And if we have the resources, we need to do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Are there any other members? Okay, hearing none, Congressman Big Horse, you have the floor.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, colleagues. I won't take much time. I think Second Speaker and Congressman Maker pretty much summed things up. I do want to mention, though, that we did extensive meetings on this. We had four meetings on this. And I want to thank Jason Zahn, because he's the one that I reached out to when the prices were soaring through the roof, and I was doing some shopping and paying for gas, and I could see the increases. And so Jason was the one that I reached out to about possibly giving our employees an increase. And again, I want to thank the co-sponsor for all of the financial help that she give me. And of course, executive for all the information that they give us. And I'm asking for your yes vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. The question is, shall ONCR 2201 pass?
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yeah, yes.
Madam Speaker?
Yes, sir.
Madam Speaker, my vote was yes.
All right, thank you, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
You're welcome. All right, ONCR 2201 passes and is advanced to enrollment. ONCR 2204, a resolution to approve a revised fiscal year 2022 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Second Speaker Rivard, as the sponsor, how would you like to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
All right, thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCR 2204? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCR 2204 pass?
Congressman Potts.
Yes. Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCR 2204 passes and is advanced to enrollment. I will now go back to the agenda. ONCA 2254, an act to amend ONCA 2204 to authorize and appropriate a supplemental amount of $2,174,503 to the Wajaji Health Center in Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act funds and American Rescue Plan Act funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any members who would like to speak for or against ONCA 2254? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2254 pass?
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2254 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2254 is advanced to enrollment. ONCR 2205, a resolution to approve a fiscal year 2023 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Second Speaker, how would you like to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCR 2205? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCR 2205 pass?
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCR 2205 passes and is advanced to enrollment. I believe two individuals were moved for the confirmation of their appointment today, in addition to the three already addressed this morning. Francis Williams for confirmation to the Osage Veterans Memorial Commission. Any discussion? Any movement?
Sorry, move to confirm Francis Williams to the War Memorial.
Second. Second.
Right. Motion is made and seconded to confirm Francis Williams' reconfirmation to the Osage Veterans Memorial Commission. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Yes.
Congresswoman Raybard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Motion passes and Francis Williams is reconfirmed to the Osage Veterans Memorial Commission. Next is Wayne Ray Mitchell.
Move
to the Gray Horse Village Committee.
Move to confirm Wayne Mitchell to the Gray Horse 5-man board committee.
Second.
All right, motion is made and seconded to confirm Wayne Mitchell to the Gray Horse Village Committee. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Reward.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt. Sorry about that.
Yes. Motion passes and Wayne Mitchell is confirmed to the Gray Horse Village Committee Board. We are now in motions and notices.
Speaker, this is Alice.
Yes, Congresswoman Goodfox, go ahead.
Rules, Ethics, and Engressment will meet in the morning at 9:00. If you would check your emails, you have all the bills for engrossment if you would look through them tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to place appointee Susan Breedham for the Osage Gaming Enterprise Board, Nancy Benthine for the Osage LLC Board, and Mark Bowman for the Gray Horse Village Committee on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation.
Second.
Motion is made and second to place Susan Breeden, Nancy Benthine, and Mark Bowman to the respective appointments for confirmation on tomorrow's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right. So I think that is about it. We've gotten through the packets of the appointments that we have received. The remaining bills that were passed out of committee today will be engrossed and prepared for tomorrow. And we should, I guess, just keep moving tomorrow. So as everyone turned in their money for the lunch tomorrow.
Let's see. I'm missing
that $1 from me.
I'm missing a dollar from Speaker.
I owe you 100 pennies.
And some Monzeska from Brandy and from second Speaker Jody Rivard.
All righty.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. We're adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
What?